jab and shook. I ain't taking your poison shot. You can beg, you can bribe, you can threaten my job. This is the only life I got. When you fired every single last one of us all, in your business ain't worth a squat. Take this jab and shook. I ain't taking your poison shot. Now I've been watching these politicians licking their greasy chops, locking us down, masking us up, chasing us with jackboot cops. They're partying hardy with the businessmen, high on their power trip, thinking we're slaves who have to do what they say, cracking their clod shot whip. Take this jab and shut. I ain't taking your poison shot. It's chock full of chopped up baby parts and gave my best friend's baby blood clots. If there's any justice left in this big old world, you'll be hanging from a hangman's knot. Take this jab and shove it. I ain't taking your poison shot. Now vaccines normally take 10 years to develop and test them right. This Pfizer took about 43 days. Damn, that's dynamite. But it's causing miscarriages and heart attacks in young and healthy folks I know. They're dying or in pain or disabled for life, and then they still catch corona cold. Take this jab and shut. I ain't taking your poison shot. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave, you self-righteous Nazi snot. When they march your shaved naked ass through town, I'm gonna cheer a whole hell of a lot. Taking this jab and shove it. I ain't taking your poison shot.
Take this jab and shove it. 2212.
Welcome to the show.
But anyway, you look at it.
Hello. Okay, hello everybody. Ooh, just had my volume way up. Let me just turn that down there. Ooh, blew my ears out there. Hey, welcome. It is Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. It's 8:32 p.m. in the Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking from the North Shore of Lake Ontario in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I had my volume way up, and I guess maybe that... Take this jab and shove it song came through a little too loudly, but hey everybody, how you doing? I have been off for a few days. I did a show Sunday night. This week is so strange because we had a Monday holiday here. So I did a show Sunday evening and then had a sleep and then got up and did another show with John LeBond at johnlebond.com. And we talked about my least favorite subject, myself. And I did an hour for this show and his show, and then the second hour, second and a half hour, is going to be behind his paywall. So I didn't save that myself. So if you want to listen to it, you have to sign up to johnlebond.com, at least his mailing list, as well as free later on. And he sent it to me already, and he asked if I was going to listen to it and make some commentary. I said, no, I don't like listening to myself. Actually, I found my own talk about myself, I find extremely boring. So hopefully you won't find it too boring. I'm not going to listen to myself. I usually don't listen to my own shows because I don't think I'm that interesting. And that is not really self-deprecating. It's just that that's my honest opinion. I'm not going to listen to myself talk because there's many other more important and interesting things to listen to. And that's what I like to spend my time doing. But I know that you, like me, have many, many different things and choices that you can make every day, content to consume. So thank you for joining my content creation. What I usually specialize in is just going through the media and finding things that confirm my bias. And my bias is that almost every story is made up. Most of the people in front of us are somewhat manufactured androgynes, and it's really difficult to sort out what's up and what's down, what's real and what's not. And we're in the biggest PSYOP in the history of the world. It's an ongoing PSYOP. It never relents. And we are on the verge of being forced injected because they really want the whole world to be on the digital ID 2020, which is the plan to completely control every human activity that you might need to live. And if it's not just about monitoring, it's literally about ultimately the control, because they think there's too many people doing too few things and using up too many resources. So if they can't kill you outright, they are going to limit and restrict your movements right up into the hamburger that you may or may not be able to purchase for the month. That is the ultimate goal. The only way to convince you to do such a thing is to do it in the spirit of medical tyranny, because they want you to have the impression that you are contagious and you can give your contagion to anyone that comes into contact with you, and that you're going to need to be injected every 90 days to make sure you are not contagious and not ill, and keep you in a perpetual state of fear. And that way they can keep controlling your every movement. Pretty simple. All it takes, though, for you to break the spell and maybe help break the spell of others is to learn a little bit of history on viruses, virology, and the hoax that it is, 250-year-old hoax. Just because it's an old one doesn't mean it doesn't still work. But there have been truth tellers in the past that you can look up. You have this amazing technology called the internet. For how long, who knows? Because if they create the digital ID 2020, then you're probably going to need it to get on the internet, and you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to restrict where you go and how you go there. Now, luckily, humans are really ingenious, and there will be pathways around the official ways. It's always been that way. And there are some pockets of resistance, but in general, this is a worldwide coup around every government of the world. And the ultimate goal is one central control that will be your bank. All the banks will be eliminated in between the top and the bottom, which is you. There will be no more representative government. There'll be governors. And you won't be in a country. You'll be in a mega region or a mega city. And they will tell you what to do, where to go, where to live, how to live. You won't have any free will, unless you put an end to your hypnotic spell of believing that you're contagious and that this contagion can kill you if you don't inject yourself. It's very simple. And if you stop believing that, then you should stop listening to the people that have been lying to you for so long. Now they are just going into overdrive. You have to get over it. You have to educate yourself. It's not that hard to see the lie. There's so many books. And I try every day to bring something to you at fakeologist.com/blog to look at. And try and bring the hypocrisy in front of you. And try and bring some information on the digital vaccine passports or the digital IDs. I try and show you the history. Try and show you the contradictions. I try and show you what I think may be real people getting at least maimed and or injured. I try and bring as much as I can to give you a clue. I try and tell you who to listen to. And I listen to many, many things, read a lot of things. A lot of it I don't present to you because I don't think it's good enough. And that is my editorializing and my discernment that I am trying to invoke. You don't have to waste your time. I don't always get it right. And that's why we have open comments. You can leave me a comment saying, no, I think you're totally wrong. Because I don't present absolute truth. I consider what I think is true. And if I'm wrong, point it out. I'm not offended, really. I don't have an agenda. My only agenda is to try and give you what I think is correct. But if you want to steer me another way, go for it. I'm all right with it. I've done many posts in the last few days, tons of posts. I'm just scrolling through them now as we speak. So I can go really quickly, or I can just grab a couple of these posts and take a peek and talk to you about them. Now, the main page has changed. It's not quite the way I want it. This is the new entry page to fakeologist.com. This is supposed to be the red pill, even though it's orange. This is supposed to be the blue pill, even though it's turquoise. I have a couple links to the blog, to the forums, to FakoTube, to the Discord audio chat. And when someone comes here, they can click the Corona hoax, the 9/11 hoax, the JFK hoax, the nuclear hoax, the NASA hoax. Or they can blue pill over to Disney, NASA, or CNN. Even though these links aren't quite fixed yet, and even though these colors aren't quite right, I'm trying to simplify the front page so people can just go to either the red pill side or the blue pill side. I suppose these links should be over here. So it's just another attempt to try and simplify the front page because it was before just a preview of the Corona question. This was what I created back in March 2020. I'm just trying to make it simpler, and it has worked a little bit. People are clicking on these links. But if you want to go right to the meat and potatoes, you just click on blog here or just type in fakeologist.com/blog, and that will get to where you want to be. Now, I do broadcast mainly on fakeotube.com. I see I only have two people tonight. Maybe it's because I skipped tonight. I don't know. On the main page, I have, sorry, on the other platforms, I have YouTube, Facebook, DLive, and Twitch, and for the most part, not too many people tonight. If you want to call in, Chris wants to call in. Well, if you want to call in, the best way is to phone. Pretty sure you have a phone. If you want to do it through the computer, go to Discord. Go to fake11.com/Discord, and I'll meet you there in the intake room if you don't have a login at Discord. So those are two real easy ways to connect. That's the easiest way to connect. I could give you the show link, which I could do. I guess I could put it here. If you want the show link, I'll put it in. But I'll give you a chance. Before I put it in there, before I put the show, yeah, you know what? I'll put the show link in. I'll do a refresh here. Yeah, I'll create a new link. Okay, so here's the new link, Chris. Actually, let me do a reply to you. I'll reply to you in the comments. There you go. There's a link. You can join the studio now. And anyone can click that if they want. So there's three ways to call in. You can call in, you can Discord in, or you can join directly in the studio if you want to chat. That's fine. All right, so what else do we got tonight? I have some more, another sublog, savechat.fakeologist.com. Fake Mass Canada was canceled. These guys are going after domains now. I really got to look at unstoppable domains. I signed up for that, but I didn't quite figure out how it works. It seems that's the latest trick to cancel people and businesses, which, my goodness, it's so evil. Canceling a guy's business because you don't agree with it? Come on. And the fake masks are actually pretty much masks, so I don't really see what the problem is. So they have a new website. How long it lasts, I don't know. So this is where I do a lot of tweets or short little messages here on SaveChat. I have another non-fakeologist blog called moreab.fakeologist.com. It's more social discussions. And, of course, I got FakoTube. I've got the donate page, fakeologist.com/donate. And the donors, list of all donors. Thank you so much. And this is the FakoTube chat. So I see Johnny's list is in there. And you can put your chat messages in here. You can put links in here as well if you want me to go to take on. I'll take a link, check a link. And for the most part right now, Fakeologists show schedules on the front page of the blog. I may move it. We'll have to see. We'll have to see if I change my mind, because it does plug up a lot of space at the top, take some real estate up. Okay, let's look at the first video I posted, Epic Money. If you haven't quite figured out why so many people and businesses and institutions are going along with this hoax, you have to take a look at the money. Every single business, enterprise, government, NGO, you name it. Shut down businesses, at least the businesses they want to bring back at the end of this. They're all taking huge amounts of money. And here is an ad that I found through my research. Take a look at how much money they're offering if you want to become a vaccine provider in Australia. $5 billion in funds. $5 billion in Australia to give out 85 million doses, which I guess is what? Three or four each? 19 core vaccines. Unbelievable. The money. $90 for one injection. $90. Like she's actually doing the needle right, just pushing out any air. She's cleaning the deltoid. She's actually not actually squeezing properly. So that's probably a fake one, but still. Yeah, the point of this is just to show you the money, the incredible amounts of money. We're talking trillions. And the sad part is just about every dollar you're making now is worth just a percentage of what it used to be worth. Crazy. Can't get the stream working on FakoTube, MC Murdoch. That's okay. Well, you're over here. Just refresh the page, maybe that's it. It does appear to be, well, there's three people on it. There's three people on FakoTube, so it is working. Chris, call in if you want. I don't know who you are, but go ahead, call in if you'd like. I'll chat with almost anybody. We had another great audio chat tonight with the Australians. God, you Australians are so woke. Even though Canada's next in line, I don't know what it is. Australia is just, you guys have more intelligent people that like talking. We had at least five or six or seven, including Rollo, Johnny's List, BB, Critical Sinker, an Australian in London. Just incredible. Frank, the Salt guy was on there. And we're doing some testing. The Audio Chat headquarters is now in Sydney, Australia. Velocet is working on his little standalone audio processing CPU that he's created. Thank you, Velocet, for all you've done. I really appreciate it. Doing yeoman's work, to say the least. Just fantastic work. And I don't know how we're going to get that box to Canada, because from what I understand, you can't even ship by air from Canada to the Australia anymore, so I'm assuming it's going to be the same the other way. So if you do mail it or courier it, it's, well, I guess if you courier it, it might make it a little more quickly, but it'll probably cost a pretty penny, so that's going to be a consideration for sure. But yeah, we did an audio chat, so as soon as Velocet renders the file, unless he sent it to me already, I will process it. It won't be my normal, it won't be my normal speed of processing, to be sure. Let's see if I even can see where it is. Breakaway. I'm not even sure where it's going to be, where I'm going to put it. Let's see here. Breakaway. Oh, maybe it is here. What day is it today? No, I didn't get it today. Recording to. Oh, I see what he did. He created some directories for me. So as soon as he gets it, he'll probably plop it in my our synchronized directories. And I'll post the audio chat. We had an audio chat last Saturday as well. It went about, was that 9 hours? And we do a lot of talking here. It's crazy. Crazy times. Put the phone numbers on. 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984 if you want to call in. And Chris A., I left you the link in YouTube if you want to call in. We go about an hour. Go about an hour here. And what we talk about is just the COVIDian cult. Try and give you the short strokes. Not about a virus. It's not about health. It's all about ID 2020. It's the end game. And this isn't just my idea. This is anyone that wants to look a couple steps ahead. Truthtalk.uk is one of the best places. That's a Sikh guy in London, I believe. COVID was always about a technological coup over free humanity. And we can see this playing all out all over the world simultaneously, locking out billions from society. The aim is to build a whole market, a network of digital identity verification, new data to be mined for analytics and compliance. First used for vaccines, but the same technology is just the very start. It will be expanded out far and wide to include a whole dragnet of other data and digital proofs. This is a problem-reaction-solution on a global scale. We're well into the solution phase, and the digital ID vaccine passport solution is here. More people are becoming aware of this scam. Maybe it's not too late, as we can turn this around together, but the clock is definitely ticking. And I think people want this, too. Anyone under 40 wants a new system because they might feel they're shut out from assets and accumulating wealth. So they want a new system. They don't care if people over 50 who worked all their lives like myself are going to have to give back half or most of what they've made sacrificing because they just want their share. And they just think that the system is totally unfair. And therefore they want reparations at every stage and they don't want to work for them. They don't want to work for them either. They just want to take them. They want everything rebalanced. They don't like unequal. They want equality for everything. Equal sexes, equal opportunity, equal incomes, equal everything. And the only way to get equality widespread is to bring the people at the top back down to the bottom. More people on the bottom than the top. So anyone that's climbed their way out of the crab bucket a little bit, they just want to drag them back down. Good luck. Good luck anyone who's worked and has a few assets. They're going to be gone. Gonzo. I'm not sure the mechanism that they're going to be removed from us. But you know they've got a plan. Okay, post number two. Mullis Musings, Peace of Mindful. I'm going to click on this link. P Peace of Mindful is a really good blog. Actually, I like the layout of it better than mine. How is that? Why does he have a better looking blog than mine? Is it because he has three columns? How many columns do I have? Now it makes me wonder. I only have two columns. Maybe I need three columns. Yeah, I only have two columns. Maybe I need three. Because I do like the layout of his. Interesting. Well, he's talking about Kerry Mullis again. Kerry Mullis is the guy that allegedly invented the PCR process, which is the polychain, polymerase. Oh, man, I forget already. I'm sure nobody else knows what it means either. Polymerase chain reaction. Maybe that's what it is. The question is, Kerry Mullis disappeared August 2019. He was allegedly 74. He allegedly died. He was a pain in the side of Fauci back in the AIDS hoax days with the PCR that was used to detect whether you had the AIDS virus or what was it? What did it actually detect? Was it antibodies? I can't even remember. But did he take the lead or the gold? I think that Mark here at peaceofmindful.com is implying that he probably took the money to get out of Dodge. Basically, Mullis said the PCR test was completely useless. It was a phony test to justify whatever you wanted to find by over magnifying it by factors of millions. And he probably was removed from the scene because he was going to just be a pain in the butt when it came to opposing the system. Although there's lots of people opposing it, but they're just being drowned out by just tons of information. And here he goes, here, the PCR test is fake. And PCR released a man who spent 15 years in prison. So is PCR some kind of DNA system now? PCR also found the man guilty party. A man arrested on drug charges who plea bargained and agreed to submit to DNA as part of the bargain. His DNA matched that at the crime scene, and concluding that the man and no one else on this planet was at the crime scene that night. See, I do not believe in DNA either. The whole DNA testing slash solving crimes, solving or slash exonerating criminals, that's all disappeared. Don't hear about that story at all. And this is more of a discussion of what Kerry Mullis had to say. I think Mark has spelled Kerry at least two or three different ways now. But I've put many videos of Kerry Mullis talking. This is one of the most famous ones here.
Misuse PCR to estimate all
that's
these
Christine
so
Maggiore, by the way. It's a really
RNAs
good interview.
It may or may not be
from
there.
The 2000s, maybe?
I think misuse PCR is not quite... I don't think you can misuse PCR. No, the results, the
I don't even know if this guy is real. This guy has a really sketchy, sort of hippie background to him. I'm kind of suspicious of this. Maybe he's just a character, a narrative device. A wacky guy.
Interpretation of it. See, if you can say... If they wanted... If they could find this virus in you at all, and with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful. It is. No, there's very little of what they call HIV, and what's been brought out here by Philpott and Isai already, the measurement for it is not exact at all. It's not as good as our measurement for things like apples. An apple is an apple. You know, you can get something that's kind of like, if you got enough things that look kind of like an apple and you stick them all together, you might think it's an apple. But and HFB is like that. Those tests are all based on things that are invisible, and the results are inferred in a sense. PCR is separate from that. It's just a process that's used to make a whole lot of something out of something. That's what
also,
it is. It doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good interview. Not that part, but the whole thing with the actual best part was Christine Maggiore, who was allegedly the whole story about her being tested positive for AIDS and then treated. And it's just a whole thing. I don't want to get into it again, but you should definitely look at that. Definitely take a peek at that. And Peace of Mindful blog. We got Steve Kelly, Mark Tukarski, Steffers, Tyrone. Tyrone did many, many different blog posts at my website. His pièce de résistance is this one, JFK TV. And basically, he really lays out the whole JFK hoax quite well. And let's just take a quick peek here. This is a huge piece, actually. Huge. But basically, the whole thing was staged. And make sure I like that. Definitely like this. I'm going to have to link to this directly. But I think there's a PDF of this on my site. As a matter of fact, go to my blog. I can just type in, let's see. If I go and type fake11.com/JFK, that should bring you to, you see deny, then you type the wrong link, JFK. This should bring me to my premiere post on JFK. Yeah, JFK TV, Peace of Mindful. Okay, and there's actually a PDF. Take a look at this. This is his final PDF, and I link to it on my site. Just wait a sec for it to come up. Boy, that's slow. Why so slow? Come on, man. Why is my site so slow? Well, you'll see the book, and you'll also see the piece that is textable, searchable here on Peace of Mindful. So take a peek. Fantastic blog. Okay, let's go back to my blog now. I haven't posted it yet, but I've been watching Andrew Molden, a Canadian who allegedly died a few years ago, who's talking about vaccines. All vaccines cause ischemia, blood clotting, micro clotting, and ultimately destruction of nerves and other parts of your body that you may not even be able to detect, and they all lead to some kind of disease one way or the other. I'll be linking to that, and I'll probably put the whole thing on FakeoTube. It's just a slide presentation where he's just standing in front of a green screen, looks like clouds in the sky, talking. Really bad distracting music in the background, but if you can filter that out, and I think he's on the right track. And Forrest Moretti, who I've been taking a break from, but he's got the 6-minute or 7-minute videos explaining many of these concepts. I've never seen or heard him once credit Dr. Andrew Molden, which is strange. He said he came up with a crooked theory, and he couldn't find anyone else talking about it, which I find rather strange because I don't dig that deeply into my research, but when I look up something, I only have to spend a few minutes of concentrated effort and find other people I've never heard of. And Dr. Molden does talk about asymmetrical paralysis of the face, which is the same way as saying crooked. So I'm not quite sure how or why Forrest didn't reference Andrew Molden, but I have linked or sent messages on Twitter to Forrest Moretti, reaching out and asking, but I haven't got a response. He does say he's a hermit, but how can you be a hermit if you're constantly in the public social media saying stuff? How hard is it to reply? It's not that hard. Reply already. You're busy. You're busy on the internet pumping stuff out. Say something. Look at me. I'm on the internet. I use all modes of communication. I have phone numbers. I have emails. I have traditional things. You don't need a social media account to contact me. You can call me. I'll talk to you. It's not hard. If you're putting out a position, why not defend it? I don't really have a position on anything that I need to defend because I just find what I think is the best position and I go with it until something else knocks it off. But right now, there's nothing out there better than what I think I've gathered. And I've gathered a whole mess of information. It's on my blog, it's on my video, it's on my Twitter, it's on my forums. This is the best stuff. And welcome to my regular Skate and Destroy. I've been chatting a minute since I could listen. Got Stupid Jungle Jim, MC Murdoch. Come on, Chris, hey, I give you the damn link. Click it and join in. Don't be a dog's body. Hello. Thanks for all the regulars. Either you guys have no one else to listen to, or you actually think I have something to say, which is pretty cool. So that's why I show up regularly, even if I don't feel like it. Just so you know, yesterday I couldn't make it. I got home too late, and I had just to unwind. So if I can't do a show, I try and do the honorable thing. And if you go to the top of the blog, I'm probably going to move this to fakeologist.com/live. This is going to be its own page, the live page. But out of respect to you guys, I will put down canceled right here. So just keep that in mind. Look here. If you can't hear me or don't hear me, just go look at the show schedule. So obviously, today's October 13th, and we're a go. And the rest of the week, we have a show tomorrow. And then we don't do Friday. Then Saturday morning, and I put the link, we do the fart. And if you click here, you go to the live page where I show you all the links. I think this live page is where we're going to put the schedule. Makes more sense, probably. All right. So there's the audio streams, the video streams, FakeoTube, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, DLive, Twitter. And I do have this donate thing that I'm not really using. It's like a super chat. And the donation link. So that's what's going to be on the live page, probably. But just keep that in mind. We'll probably put a radio here, radio link or something. Do you guys remember this banner? Pretty good, huh? This is from last year. We have the fake nuclear plants emitting coronavirus. And then the coronavirus explosion over here. Coronavirus hoax 2020. Oh, it seems so long ago. So long ago. Don't forget, if you you can come into the intake room. Did I miss somebody? Rod Boss. No, nobody has joined in. Wow. Since I haven't looked at the intake room in a while, but if you come into the intake room. Oh, hold on a sec. Looks like we had someone slide in. And escape the new normals here. Yo-ho. Yo-ho. Escape the new normal just dropped in. I'm not sure how.
Yeah, I got to turn. They keep turning off. It defaults with the mic off, which is new.
I changed the invite guest link. Are you Chris A?
No.
Oh, but you grabbed the link.
Because the old link is now not working.
No, I just refreshed it. So that's fine. But you got the new link. That's fine.
Yeah. Sounds like you need someone to talk to tonight, so I thought I'd call in.
No, well, just that one guy said he wanted to join in, so I went out of my way. So there I created the link. Okay, well, since you're here, I was going to surprise you when I invited you next time, but guess what? We created an intro for you. Are you ready?
Oh, shit. No, I'm not ready for this. Holy shit.
Oh, you didn't hear on the audio chat? I previewed it for the audio chatters. Well, here's your link. Or your intro.
Recorded live.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen.
I swear on my children's testicles.
Good morning, everybody. Marcus Allen.
But any way you look at it, 9/11 is a lie. You're a better woman than me.
This is Marcus Allen.
There you go. There's your intro. What do you think? Not bad, huh?
Better than Uncle Odd's. Do you remember when he did that one for me?
No, I don't actually.
Oh, it was terrible.
Well, Velocette did that.
I knew it. Yeah, yeah. I only know that because you see, I can't share that with my family because I swear on my children's testicles. My wife hates when I say stuff like that.
She hates testicles? Yeah. Well,
no, she hates when I like if I I'll say I swear if I'm wrong, you have cancer, and then she gets really upset. She's like, you can swear if you get cancer, but don't swear that on me.
Yeah, I get you. Well, yeah, Velocette did that. I gave him the component parts, and I just said, just jazz it up.
Very good. I'm very honored that someone would take the time to do that for me.
Yeah. Well, he did it for me, actually, because I said, next time Marcus comes on the show, I'll just play an intro, and it'd be like a regular guest appearance. So you're the most regular guest, so I figure, nice little intro, and... Those are the only drops I had that I thought were funny that you said over the years.
That's it? That's all?
Well, that's all that I thought I had more, but when I went to my catalog, I couldn't find any more, but it looks like maybe my catalog got mixed up. I have many clips, and I'm actually going to what is this? Winky, is this you? Maybe you said this.
I highly recommend if you're looking to do something, not to try to convince your family members and your friends about
this
stuff.
Okay, that's a clip.
It is.
Okay, that's too long. So I have clips and bites. So that's where I had lots of clips of you, but not a lot of bites. So I just wanted bites. So that these are all way too long, these clips.
I should just create some bites and then just send them to Velocette.
Yeah, you could do that. So I have bites and clips. I only had three funny bites, it looks like. Oh, this one. Well, here's a bite. I forgot to give him this one. What's this one?
Oh, definitely a dude. I mean, biggest Adam's apple. She has a bigger Adam's apple than me, my father, and my brother combined.
I don't know who you're talking about, but that was funny.
It just sounded funny, though.
That was funny. Hey, you like your stuff, don't you?
I like my – yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, why not?
I could throw this one in. This is Larry King, my favorite.
And we're back with former Congressman Eric Massey. Maybe silly, but I guess we have to ask it. Are you gay?
You should put that in with my clips. You have my permission.
No, because that's not you.
True.
Yeah, no.
You know you can pay Larry King to be interviewed by him now?
He's dead.
He is?
Yeah, Larry's gone. I'm sorry.
When did that happen?
Months ago. Larry's gone. Sean is.
Hold on.
His wife was crying, and oh my God.
He's gone. In January.
Sorry.
Oh. Well, before January, you could, in fact, Gary V paid to be on his show. You can pay to be on his show.
Well, yeah, I watched him religiously at 9 o'clock. It was a great show. Mainly because he ignored everything the guest said. He just fired questions, even if the guy just answered.
Oh yeah.
I
used to watch him every day.
Mm-hmm. He didn't listen. That's what was funny about him. He was so annoying. Oh boy. Excuse me. Anyway,
I cannot believe that this is fakeologist.com and you're not talking about Blue Origin and what happened today.
I'm so tired of that garbage. I didn't even look at it.
It is so fake, it's insane.
It's so fake, it's real?
No, it's insanely bad.
That's fake. What Elon Musk said. It's so fake, it must be real or something. Remember he said that about the mouse or something that was on the... Well, I didn't even post on it, actually. I was too busy reading about quack sports and all that kind of stuff.
Let me find the clip time here, and you can, if you would like to play it, it's up to you.
It's all right.
Would you like to play it? It's like 1 second to show it's clearly fake.
Yeah, of course.
Let me try to find it. Okay, T minus 1 minute. I was at Planet Fitness watching this, and I busted out laughing when it was clearly fake, and everyone in the room started looking at me, and I didn't want to explain why I was laughing. Okay, here it is. Okay, so I'm going to click there, and then I'm going to share. This will be worth it, I promise. Okay, so let me send this to you in the private chat. There you go. Right at that timestamp.
All right. Yeah, that was Bill Shatner allegedly going up in space. The only thing I think is really hard to believe is that Captain Kirk is 90. I have a huge problem with that. He looks way too good to be 90.
Mm-hmm. Some said he was 88 or something like that.
Oh, the big penis. God almighty. That's
right.
Obvious. Jesus. Uncircumcised, though.
So it comes up right here. It's like right here where you can clearly see it fade.
Yeah.
Right.
Horrible.
There. See how it just... Did you see that?
Right here?
Right... There. Right there. It goes up like a notch. Come on.
Well, that's a jump cut. It's a totally different camera, right?
No, it's the same camera.
But everything, the color changes everything.
Has cleared the tower. She is on her space with the second human
space flight
crew.
Clearly a male.
What a launch. We are on our way to Max-Q, the first milestone here on its flight to space.
And it's not even space. How high does it go up? It's 10,000 feet.
It was like 8 minutes.
It looks like a microphone. If anyone,
it's bad.
You can follow along, obviously, with the altimeter at the base.
I was
of
looking
the
to get
well
a portable microphone that looked like that, just
speed on their
so I could
to
do
space.
Interviews.
Max
on the street.
Two. This is when the aerodynamic stresses on the vehicle were at their maximum.
I wouldn't watch any more. It's disgusting propaganda.
Well, where does it go? Well,
I didn't even watch any more.
So it arches. It always does an arch.
Second human flight with Audrey Powers.
If you zoom towards the end, you'll see it crash land.
So it does an arc. Why does it arc?
Yep.
Why do these things always arc? Why don't they just keep going straight up?
We're aiming just over the Kármán line, the internationally recognized line of space of 100 kilometers. That is about 328,000 feet.
Why is it 100 kilometers exactly?
Down the rocket.
Those are good questions.
And now we've had main engine cut off. The BE-3 engine has shut off. And in just a moment, we're going to separate the capsule from the booster. some of the personal.
Back it up a little bit.
First, we had to delay. They're in Dallas, in Texas.
A day because of the gusty winds.
To Atlanta, that's him there.
But no.
Yeah, but go back, you'll see a crash land. It's so fake. Back a little bit more.
So it's coming down. Yeah. Why is it so dark out?
You can see a clean separation between the capsule and the booster.
Space. You're a little bit too back.
The capsule from the tent over.
Still more forward.
128 U.S. astronauts.
You're like way back.
So now they're fault. No, they're still going up.
Their apogee just.
Yeah, you went way back.
Oh, okay. Now they're coming down.
Yeah. Here, watch this thing lands on its own, which is ridiculous. It looks so fake.
600 feet or about 1,200 meters above ground.
Is it upside down now? Where's the?
No.
And here we come, New Shepard.
So it has to fire backwards. Otherwise, it'll crash land.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's a big cloud.
Can't see a dang thing. What is this? A camera inside the smoke?
Provided a beautiful flight.
That really looks very alien ship-like.
Wow.
And look at these tiny little legs. It's almost like the stupid legs on the T-Rex.
So cool.
How could they really support this thing? I don't know. What's this?
That's the capsule coming down that crashes. And then they. Then Shatner comes out. Bezos ignores him. There's a big controversy about Bezos ignoring him.
Just
breads and circuses.
There in the West Texas desert. But of course, the show is not over. The capsule is
the show. It's a show.
Waiting for first the drogue break. Excuse me, the drogue chutes to deploy. Those are very much like the guide parachutes. They will subsequently be followed by the main parachutes that will first reef and then fully inflate.
I was gonna say, is the cloud gonna move or? So here comes Billy, out of focus shot. Man, that thing is gonna break apart if it goes at that speed.
Watch how hard it lands.
Yeah,
here comes
that would
mains.
Hurt.
Right. What? I can't believe anyone survives
what
this.
A flight.
you can barely read it. Yeah, interesting how they just leave the fuzzy out of focus.
You can already start to hear the cheers from outside our stage here in West Texas.
The stage.
Where's Jennifer Spell? Ah! Do I have that sound effect? Remember her?
This thing crashes hard.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Sorry, Jack Nicholson. One of my favorite bits. What's that little sparkler inside the capsule?
I think that was just a sun reflection.
Yeah. Now it doesn't look like it's moving.
And you got 1,000 feet. 1,000 feet to go. 900. Here we go. Watch this.
And different, completely different backgrounds between the different cameras.
Yeah.
One day it's a gray day. Next day it's a blue sky. Which is it?
And here comes our crew back into the desert.
Newest astronauts 596, 97, 98, and 99.
Is she laughing her ass off? She can't even contain herself.
She's excited. Joke. It's very exciting. Watch this. Watch how hard it crashes.
Stand by touchdown.
Yeah, that would kill. That would kill somebody.
Touchdown. I know.
Welcome back.
A 90-year-old man.
The newest astronauts, Audrey Powers, William Shatner, our customers, Glenn DeVries, and Chris Pozhausen. What a day for you. Welcome back. I cannot wait to talk to them, Jackie, and just get what they experienced up there this morning. What a clean and beautiful flight from the rocket for our astronauts.
What an absolutely stunning flight. And I also love hearing that audio of them on their way back about how this experience was for them.
Pathetic.
And I can't wait to hear their stories.
Well, you heard William Shatner say, "This is like nothing I've ever experienced before." So coming from,
then I'm going to hunt that fucker down.
Experienced space,
who
for
has
decades.
Gone warp speed and traveled the entire intergalactic universe. This was like nothing he's ever seen before.
What a day for our astronauts. So now our team is preparing landing safety operations and recovery of our astronauts from the crew capsule. We'll be on the ground at the landing site to follow the action in just a bit, maybe even talk to the world's newest astronaut. Some absolutely breathtaking stuff. And I'll note that you're going to see the recovery team.
If you fast forward a little bit more, you'll see them come out.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, so fast forward more.
Looks like there's our body. What's this? Looks like somebody's dead here. Who's this? Okay.
But you'll get to see Jeff Bezos running up to the capsule because it's his.
Oh, he didn't go up?
No.
There's foreground. You see the capsule four times.
Oh, is this Jeffy here?
Yeah. So it was like Shatner and some other person and two paid customers.
You'd think he'd show up in an Amazon Prime van. That would be more appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone was saying that this was just an Amazon ad.
And Jackie, pretty clear in the there. And landing of a rocket.
I would forward more faster because it's going to be a while.
Oh, this is another car coming.
They have a bunch of cars.
Okay.
We now have Sarah Knight going around the capsule, getting the thumbs up from each of our astronauts.
What's he trying to do? Tip it over? That was useless.
It's all useless. Then they bring a stairs in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fast forward a lot.
Okay. I'm lucky I don't have time for BS.
Joining us live from West Texas. Vehicle, come the oldest person to have ever flown to space at the right.
Don't you think an ambulance should be standing by?
Fire trucks.
At least an ambulance to revive the old guy. He's 90.
Our recovery crew is out there and is about to open the hatch.
A vaccine unit, sure, the whole thing. There's Bezos.
Man, oh man, this is brutal.
And here come their friends and family.
I would still fast forward a lot.
All right.
Whenever you're ready. There he is with the Shat Man. True. But
what? We're wasting more. No masks. No distancing. Wow. Show me your papers.
Anyway, that's about it. Nothing too exciting.
Champagne showers have begun.
Well, who's this chick?
William Shatner taking
this
in the
moment
wife?
Clearly. Which one? This is not the one he drowned in the pool, is it? No.
I didn't hear about that.
That was years ago. Didn't he have a wife that ended up floating in the pool?
No, I mean your words.
Oh, my words.
It's just amazing.
I don't know. I can't even begin to express what I would love to do is to communicate as much as possible.
Hey.
The jeopardy, the
William Shatner's never at a loss for words. The guy he talks your ear off. He's oh boy. Okay. Well, that's pretty lame actually.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know if you've been watching my tweets, but a lot of big news in the sick out in the transportation industry here in the States, which I think is like the one chance that people have to make a difference. Have you been following that at all?
Yeah, I did a post on the Southwest Airlines, and it was a pretty logical explanation exactly what happened with that particular grounding.
What'd you put? Guys?
Let's take a peek here. Okay.
Because there's many, many different opinions on what happened.
But
none of them are true.
This one makes the most sense.
Okay.
First of all, airlines are run super super close. The schedules are very tight. So if any crew misses a flight and they can't get a pinch crew, it just is a domino effect for at least the rest of the day. Obviously, if that plane isn't in the right place, then everything gets pretty much canceled right after that because they're only allowed to fly so many hours. So the official story that made sense to me with the Southwest is it says the Southwest relies on giving extra shifts for time and a half. And as a rule, because the Southwest crew is so excited to be a part of that airline, that non-corporate type airline, more of a cowboy airline, that because they were told about the injection mandate, that they said, well, we're not doing anything above and beyond. So if they want an extra shift, we're not doing it. And that is what apparently Southwest relies on because they just assume that people are going to take that time and a half shift. And that goodwill went to hell and they just said no, and we're taking all our sick days as well. So in a way, I guess it was a bit of that, bit of a sick out, bit of a work to rule. That made the most sense to me.
I just posted a link to you.
And no, I don't know where you're... I don't know if I specifically have you up on my Twitter feed. But... Because I think you've changed many... you have so many Twitter
handles. Well, I'm constantly banned, so I don't...
Yeah, no, I don't know what the latest one is.
That's fine.
No, I've never...
So I just posted a link... a link to you. Take a look at it. So and you tell me that this is just some cascading...
Is this for
so
today?
This is a record. This is like a record day of airport delays. And if you look on the left there, you'll see American Airlines had 21% of their flights delayed. A typical airline has 2%, 1%.
Yeah. So is it really bad? Well, they were all pretty bad. Envoy Air, Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty bad day for the airline. Shenzhen, China's bad. Go Air, 36%. That's a bad day.
They said that has, and it's not the weather. It's not the air traffic controllers. It's because they're all doing a sick out.
Right.
If you look in the middle column, it says by origin airport.
And Dallas is the
You'll
worst.
See.
Yeah, Dallas.
So who's based out of Dallas, Fort Worth?
American. And,
that's right.
Well, Love Field is.
Exactly. If you scroll down to Love Field, you'll see Southwest.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and Amtrak right now is doing a sick out.
All right. Oh, good.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is why I've been tweeting my ass off about this all 2 days now.
Right.
Is because this is the one way to, because they're just lying. I mean, the CEO of Southwest has literally lied, flip-flopped a lot, saying it was the weather. Then it was our employees are fatigued. No. It's because people don't want the mandate, the vaccine mandate. And everyone's pissed off. Like if you go to Twitter and you look at their – if you type in something on Twitter like Southwest, stuck, Southwest, stranded, it's gobs of people who are like, I've been here and my app has changed 22 times with what's going on and then it's been canceled. So they're making it sound like everything's getting back to normal. No. And then on Monday at 8:30, Southwest is holding a rally where they're encouraging their employees not to, you know, not to strike and not to call out sick, but to somehow show up at the rally, you know, because they can't do that. They have to get paid.
People should have been stranded till next Sunday. Da, 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 da. Yeah, there's quite a few Southwest tweets. Okay. What is your...
Right, so there's a total news blackout on this. Total. The news is saying everything's back to normal.
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah.
There's so much news now. There's just so much. Oh, where do you follow? I wouldn't even know where to follow. There's so much going. It's just total. You almost have to withdraw and just say, "I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't. I just focus on whatever I'm interested in. Why should I listen to everything that they're presenting? I'm not going to do it. I don't care what they have to say. What's your Twitter handle now?
let's see. I don't even know. Let's see what I'm under. Twitter.com/.
What you should do is what I do.
Forward.
Use a forwarder. So my Twitter handle is fake11.com/Twitter1.
Mm.
Okay. So if anyone wants to find me, fake11.com/Twitter1. And that brings me to my old fakeologist. I'm a fakeologist Twitter handle. And I've been on for 8 years, and I only have 615 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, nobody cares. And no one's viewing me on the Twitch stream.
The followers tonight. Mean absolutely nothing on Twitter. Again, I get millions of impressions using different Twitter accounts that get banned.
Yeah.
And right now I have 491 followers. I could care less about that number. By the way, it's twitter.com/Marcus Allen Show. That's with a K, M-A-R-K-U-S, Allen Show. But again, okay. I'm going to get banned. So it'll be a different one probably a month from now.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you can.
And again, I don't care for people to follow me. I just want to get – I know how to do Twitter. I know how to get by the way, if you look on – if you go to that link, there's a flag there. You talked about the pink brain. I was gonna telegram this to you, actually.
Yeah. Look, what am
here,
I looking
let me
at?
Show you what I think is better.
But what am I looking at?
Here, I'm going to send it to you in your private chat.
So the CEO of Southwest Airlines is an agenda contributor of the fucking World Economic Forum.
Yeah, that was me. You're quoting me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's your tweet yeah. here.
Yeah. So look at the Nazi flag with the syringes. I just sent it to you in my private
chat. Okay,
I'll
take a peek.
It's fantastic. My wife saw that and she smiled ear to ear. Thought it was fantastic.
Okay. Well, as long as your wife's smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a peek. The Marcus Allen Show. Was this from today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I could definitely see me making a hat with that and just – I would be absolutely proud to walk around my town with that. And I'll get people who want to punch me in the face, and I'll get people who be like, where can I get the hat?
Yeah. Well, definitely will get people going, at least the people over 50.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The border.
So what can I do to cheer you up? Because you sound down. What can I do?
No, I'm fine.
You are?
I'm good. I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm in a good mood. I'm okay. The border is opening between the U.S. and Canada next month, but you need a quiet
port. If you're vaccinated.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. And actually, I'm glad you took down that Telegram post today about the New York State licenses.
But did I take it down?
I hope you did. I think you did.
Was it
I
fake?
I hope so. I'm sorry?
Was it fake?
Yeah, it was fake.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad it was fake.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was fake. No, I didn't take it down.
Then I can't find it because I sent it to you and then they look like you took it down.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good news. Well,
so there's a fake story saying that if you're going to renew your driver's license in New York State, then you need to get vaccinated.
On January 1st, hardly any time.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good news. I can take that down. I think I put it in one of my posts, actually.
It was in your Telegram account.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Sometimes I'll put it right. Yeah. Maybe I didn't put it in the a fakeologist post. So, yeah. It probably just scrolled away because I have so many tweets forwarded to my Telegram channel.
Well, but to make you feel better, I don't think this is going to work out. I don't think what they're doing is going to work in the long run. I really don't. It's going to be hell for the next couple months, no doubt. I don't think the food shortages are, as they say. I know you posted the one about the steak.
Yeah, do you think that's fake?
Well, the guy is a line cook. I looked into him.
He's a line cook.
Yeah.
A lying line cook.
Maybe.
Okay.
All I know is I go to my farmers here and I say, hey, I saw this on the internet. Is this happening to you? And they look at me like I'm crazy. They're like, no.
Right.
Hey, did you have to like cut all your vegetables down because the government sent you a letter? No. And I'm in one of the biggest agricultural areas in America.
Well, that's good to hear.
I'm not saying that.
Okay. Well, you got real farmers on the line. That's good to hear. Okay.
Yeah.
What about the
But there's way too many people right now who know what's going on. Way, way too many people.
Okay, well, good. We're in a
So I'm once again, pumped. I mean, I've the last year and a half has been up and down roller coaster, no doubt about it. But if they pull this off, I mean, there's going to be a lot of upset people, I can tell you that.
Namibia. When is this?
That's in Africa.
Oh, this is a year ago. Namibia, first African country to export red meat to Hungary, U.S. market. 25 tons went to Philadelphia.
Okay. That's not a lot. 25 tons isn't that much.
No. They're known for free-range, hormone-free beef. Okay.
Oh, we'll take it.
Good. Probably better than the average crap.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is an
old
story.
I'm seeing a lot of fake doom stories out there. A lot of fake doom stories. Like, for example, the did you see the I know it's debatable whether Stu Webb is a trustworthy fellow.
Stu Peters, yeah.
But I saw he did an interview with a person at the one of the ports in California, shipping ports. Says it's a complete lie. And the guy seemed really legitimate.
Oh, okay.
He said we have record numbers of supplies going in and out because of the internet and there's no shortage. He said the only problem is getting chassis, which you being in the trucking business know about that.
Well,
the containers. They can't get chassis.
Well, California apparently is banning many types of trucks and engines that aren't recent and don't have pollution control on them.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's the main thing. Truckers have been trying to keep trucks from, I believe, 2008 on the road because 2009 is when they put on another level of pollution control.
On the chassis itself?
No, on the truck.
Oh, on the truck.
So they can't drive their truck to the port in California because it might not meet pollution control requirements.
He didn't mention that. He just said there was a shortage of chassis.
Well, I know there's a shortage of containers because the containers are all over in China. So there's no empty containers over here.
Mm.
Now that might mean something. That might have something to do with the fact that they're having power issues allegedly in China, so they're not shipping as quickly. There's lots of listen. If you close down all the different plants or people are not working, then there's a shortage of workers. Every business around where I drive has a big sign looking for people now. Yeah, now, I don't know if the original people aren't coming back or they're still getting government money and they don't want to go back, but everyone is hiring now. So now there's a shortage of available labor where I am.
But aren't the shipping docks using more robots to replace that?
I don't have – in Toronto, there's no shipping dock. So you have
I'm saying the cargo that comes in from overseas, isn't that all automated now?
No. Well, what's changed? In a year and a half, they're going to put road – no, there's the same old trucks picking up the containers. That's the busiest part of my trucking business. I don't do that, but containers. Containers is the number one because everything gets on a can and it goes back and forth to China.
That's what they call a can.
Yeah, the containers are loaded onto a chassis.
Right.
The chassis is just the frame, containers.
And the wheels.
Plopped on, locked on. Some guys are so busy they don't even lock the container on. So if they take a corner too hard, it's gone.
So that's the one with both the framework and the wheels.
Yeah, it's the frame and wheels. That's all there is to a chassis.
Right.
Frame and wheels and brakes. That's it. The container's the big can. 40 foot, gotcha. 53 foot. Two size cans for the most part.
Did you ever wonder why they came up with that size?
53?
Yeah.
Well, 53 is the latest length. Before that, it was 48. Before that, it was 38, 40. So they just make it as long as possible where it can make a corner without driving over the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So what size are you talking about?
I see a lot of 53s in the United States.
Yeah, 53 is the longest for the most part. I think there's a Walmart. Walmart has a couple 60-foot trailers.
Mm.
They're just hard to get around a corner. It's just too long. Obviously, a trailer doesn't bend, so it's got to extend well into the intersection to turn a corner. So we have double trailers now.
Yep.
I don't know. I haven't been in the States a long time. I'm sure they're there too. So
we are in Warehouse Central here.
Well,
we're in so many warehouses where it's like stop the warehouse building. So we see these double trailers all the time.
Yeah, they're truck trains, they're called. So they're 253 foot stuck together. You get paid a few extra dollars an hour to pull one of those.
Mm.
But you can't get off at every exit.
No.
You can only get off at certain exits where there are three lanes to turn left or right.
Mm.
You need a huge you need a pretty large berth to turn. The biggest problem is turning. So it's a long truck.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they meet at the end. They meet at an exit and someone takes one of the trailers off the back so they can just start going on the regular roads with that. So that's I don't do any of that, but that's how it works.
Is that automated pretty much where
No, it's totally manual. It's heavy. They got to drag the connector and there's no automation that I know of. No, maybe the most automated warehouses are probably the Amazon warehouses, and they just use robots to pick the stuff. There's still tons of manpower to push the stuff into the trailers. That's not here yet. I've never seen an automated warehouse that loads trucks. There's still
If people get a chance, they should look at these warehouses. It's mind-bogglingly big how big these warehouses are. They literally take up thousands of acres of cornfields and build these. People wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, I said, if you asked 100 people in a city, where does milk come from? They wouldn't know that it comes from a cow.
I think someone said that. I just heard that. Did you make that up or someone else said the same thing? No, I heard that the other day.
Yeah. I said that on my Britney.
Oh, you said that. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she's like, my wife is like, no. I'm like, okay, try it. And we live in the country. See if they.
Yeah, I was in the big warehouse today. I was looking to deliver something in my van, and the guy said there was a warehouse under construction. The guy said, yeah, they're way at the other end. He said you can drive in. So I just drove into the warehouse and it was under construction. Just drove to the other side. Usually you have to walk, but you just say, I just drive. Okay. As long as they don't
isn't it like 10 football fields in length at least?
Well, this one was a couple football fields long, so it was
even that. That's huge.
Yeah, they're big.
That's
we're just paving over everything. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because we don't make anything here. We just warehouse it.
Right.
Everything is warehoused. Right. And if shopping's going to be over, or they're going to make going to malls such a pain, then people are just going to order more and more stuff online. Like you said, they're going to be living in their Soviet-style boxes and get it delivered. You won't have to leave your house. You can, like you mentioned, just lay on your floor and fly around. What a great life, huh?
No comment. What can I say?
Yeah, well, most of the stuff I was going to talk about tonight was just vaccine stuff. That's the.
I didn't hear you mention vaccine stuff once.
No,
did you?
No. Well, you called, but that's all I really had on my docket.
So do a quick thing about vaccine stuff. What do you think's going on right now?
Well, I don't know. There are some stories about pilots dying in the air. Or,
Do you believe that? The two Delta pilots?
I don't know. I don't know. Vox Populi, who I like. What did he put down here? This is, I think, a letter that was written to him. Let me just take a look. Yeah, it says MailVox. MailVox, that's funny. What do we got here? One guy says, let's see, an electrician local union normally sees 8 people pass, die in a year. Now it's 14.
That reminds me that Reynolds & Reynolds Funeral Home is starting to really stack up on the obituaries.
Oh, well,
just started to happen
this
week. I was
just going to ask you about that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's one family. The families of four of the men we both know, demanded autopsies after being refused by a hospital. These four private autopsies, and I'm told massive blood clotting was found in various organs. Two reports says I've never seen these types of conditions or injuries. And Vox says, remember, it's safe and effective, highly safe and effective, except when it kills people. Then perhaps not so much. And people, he's saying there's more and more people that are dying suddenly. So our friend called us distraught, knowing we wouldn't judge her, as her father was told by his GP that he should get the Pfizer shot, as heart issues only seem to affect young people. Well, you can guess what happened next. At least he is now exempt from his second shot, which, by the way, is the only way you can be exempted from the second shot.
Die?
No, if the first shot almost kills you. And it has to be within 3 days of the first shot. Otherwise, it doesn't count because it's not conclusive that the first shot hurt you. They have all these rules. Now, it's one company that was absorbed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, or Gavi, or one of their corporations that absorbed one of these think tanks that decides who is exempt. And basically, no one's going to be exempt. And I think the company was called Brighton, with some kind of group. And Amazing Polly did an amazing job digging all this stuff up. I don't know where she gets the patience, but she exposed that. So there's one centralized worldwide list of exemptions. So your local governor, state, they're not making up who gets exempted. It all comes from the top, as far as I can tell. So that was that one. I heard a story from a good work acquaintance of mine. His wife's uncle.
His
dad's brother got the quacks and was paralyzed from the waist down after the second shot. And his doctor did say it was probably the vaccine, which was surprising. And he said, well, he probably should get a blood transfusion to try and clear things up. So I thought, wow.
How about that?
You're going to dump your own blood out for someone else's blood? And how? Because I don't think they're checking for who gives blood. I don't think up here, at least, there's any problem with injected people giving blood. So you would be dumping your blood for maybe more blood that has the injection in it?
Well, you poo-pooed Exclave Blood Bank, but if you're going to get... You can get unvaccinated blood from us when we do that.
No, I know. I didn't poo-poo it. I just thought running a blood bank is a pretty big, serious affair. That's all.
By the way, there's no law and there's no regulations about selling and regulating blood in
really?
America. You can go on eBay and sell your blood.
Wow. Okay. I would be...
Trust me. I look into all this stuff. I'm not going to go into something
one thing.
I don't
if
know
I was going to get quaxed,
yeah,
I'd probably give blood... Have them store it.
Yeah.
That might be the smartest thing. So at least you know.
Yeah, you can store your own blood for 54 days.
Right.
And you can freeze it. The problem with freezing blood is it breaks. You have to put an adjuvant into it. And it can do it pretty much longer than 54 days, and then you can freeze it. If you freeze it without this adjuvant in it, it will break.
So here's somebody on the tweeters. I don't know if he's a real person. Let me click on this. Take a peek at this on the screen. Okay, this guy's been on. No, he's kind of small. Small tweeter-er. And what did he say? Just reading here. I can't tell if it's his post. Anyway, we were in hospital with our youngest, heart inflamed. Toronto area ER doctor saying... sees four of these heart inflammations a day. Doctor refuses exemption letter because the College of Physicians of Ontario protocol is that the doctor must refer kid to immunology to confirm it was the vax, but wait list is around 8 months. So
they have every base covered.
Yeah, I know.
They're really smart. They do. They're really smart about
this. And who was saying, oh, I guess I was listening to the popularity contest, which is we'll lose an original simulant who used to be on Fakeologist.
You mean Uncle Todd?
No, no. We'll lose an original simulant.
I thought we'll lose was Uncle Todd.
No, no. We'll lose is another guy from Indiana. These two guys are both from Indiana.
Okay.
They both have the same accents. And I think Will Lou said his youngest child had a rash. So they went to walk-in clinics, and none of the walk-in clinics would see them. They said go to the hospital. Because if they have any kind of symptoms that are COVID-related, they don't want to see you.
Mm.
Even a runny nose or a cough, they won't see you.
Mm.
So this is why, and perhaps how they're assisting the simulation of saying the hospitals are overrun, because none of the clinics that are run by all kinds of different places.
I thought the clinics were mostly at least here in the States. I think they're mostly.
Well,
private.
Yeah, he's talking about the States. So he said some of the, whatever the satellite out in the field clinics, maybe they're related to the hospital. They're all saying, go to the hospital if you have any COVID-like symptoms. Which are symptoms of the cold. So most people have symptoms of colds. That's most people have runny noses, sore throats, coughs. That's all COVID now. Used to be a cold.
Yeah.
It says here, kid can't get second dose. Allergic equals not fully vaxxed. Okay. No vax passport. Kid can't be in sports team since no exempt letter. Cowardly doctors, draconian college of physicians. Policy blocks issuance until kid sees immunology. Kid left in purgatory or hell. Yes, this is happening in Ontario. So this is the fallout from all this. And I know for a fact that the people, some of the institutions in Ontario that are the worst are the hockey leagues. They're not letting you in without a vax passport to the hockey rinks. So young children and their families, hockey families, can't play hockey unless they're injected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really happening. I have a friend who's got 5 children, and this is the first problem he's faced since this whole thing started. He can't get in the arena, so now he's getting aggravated because he won't get injected. So this is what's going on.
You want to see something I bet you've never seen?
Yeah.
I'll end on this note.
Yeah.
Yep. So take a look at this.
And this is another really good thread from Forrest Moretti. He tweets. He doesn't answer any replies, but he did a pretty good Twitter thread. I think it's a year old. Pretty good stuff. Okay. So what do you got here? Did you see the video I posted of this BMX biker type who said he was away? He's a YouTube influencer. He was away for a few months. It's because he was injected and now his heart's going crazy. So he finally came back to talk to his fans. Did you see that one?
I think I just saw that.
Yeah. I posted that up,
and he died, right?
No, he's still alive, but he was going, now he's looking for treatments, and then he name dropped a LA doctor who does some kind of, I don't know what it's called, but the treatment costs $10,000 a week. And well, a couple of the fakeologists took a look at that and said, yeah, this is the latest. This
scammy
guy here. Did I put a link to the? Yeah, but anyway, this guy name dropped a.
Hey, everyone. First of all, hello. And sorry, illnesses and illnesses can be really hard on relationships. I know a lot of people have been messaging, like, hey, how are you guys doing financially and stuff? And I think.
Wow,
we're
17
doing okay
replies. So I had a few guys say he's fake. Another guy saying, don't be so tough on the guy. He's probably real. So I post these things because I don't know for sure, but you can be sure that everyone that clocks in on Fakeologist has their own a comment on it. Anyway, so the doctor at $10,000 a week is Dr. something or other. Let's see. Okay, so this guy is Thauflex is ultra suspicious. Anyway. Let me see. I can't see. Oh, regenerativemedicinela.com. Mark Galili. Okay, so you are showing me this. 2017 physician incentive program by payer. Okay.
Yeah, so when doctors tell you that they don't get paid to give vaccines.
No, I've never heard that.
Oh yeah, they'll deny it to the end of times.
I think most of the things I've read is they get so much per patient, and if they get more than a percentage of their total patient count,
it's known as the target, right?
The target, then they get the bonus. If they don't hit the target, they don't get the bonus.
Right. So you got that probably from me.
Okay.
But another way to get around that in some states is they give the big pharma gives the money, the bribe to the insurance companies.
Right.
And that's what you're seeing here. So the doctors are technically not lying. They're like, no, we don't get a direct payment.
It's indirect. Right.
And there's your proof.
Yeah. Well, everybody's lying, but everyone's getting paid. Yeah. Everyone's getting paid. That's the only reason this thing can keep going.
That's right.
And like you said, they've inflated the money supply maybe 10 times. So maybe the money supply might have been $2 trillion. Now it's closing in on $20 trillion. So everything in our pocket's worth way less.
Yeah, from 1906, that was the only time that the dollar was truly worth it. It was actually worth 99 cents got you a dollar's worth of anything that you bought in 1906.
So all these people that are selling their souls are selling it for
pennies on the dollar.
Just pennies. And they're helping
3 cents.
Yeah, and they're helping make everyone with money be that much poorer because they're accepting all this fiat currency. So they're aiding and abetting in the devaluation of everything everyone else has.
And just today, Social Security announced that Social Security payments will increase 5.something% this year.
Mm-hmm.
So now the inflation will keep going higher.
Yeah, well, inflation is probably 5%. That's probably inflation. So,
but this is the first time that they've gotten an increase in payments in 30-something years.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So inflation is definitely probably – well, actually what we should do – there. Do you remember shadow stats? Is that what – did you – that
– I didn't tell you about that, but I do remember that.
That supposedly has the real inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where
it is. Well, the real inflation right now is 30.5. So it takes $30.50 to buy something that used to cost a dollar. That's what it's at today. That's why I say it's worth 3 cents. It's 3 cents on the dollar.
Okay, so it says here, year to year. Oh, here you go. 2022 cost of living adjustment, COLA, for Social Security will be a 39-year high of 5.9%. While the shadow stats alternate CPI measure indicates that 13.9% adjustment would have been more realistic. So shadow stats says inflation is actually 13%.
Per what?
Just 13%.
Over what time?
Annual inflation.
And you mean this year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
September 21, shadow stats alternate CPI annual inflation is 13.4%. In August, it was 13.2. It was 13.4 in June and July. Yeah, so it's, there you go. That's the real inflation. So there you go. So Shadow Stats has what most people would consider closer to the real numbers. So yeah, shadowstats.com. Okay. Well, let's see. I haven't checked into the chat. 9 people left.
Oh, by the way, your FakoTube is down.
FakoTube is down?
Mm-hmm. That's why I was on YouTube.
Okay. Let's take a look. It says, oh, it says nobody's on it. So it was it up ever?
It says online and then nothing happens.
Okay. Well, can't do anything now because the show's over. But luckily, you could just join in here. You're right. It's down. Okay. But it started off okay. But that's fine. We had 9 people here. All right. Skate and Destroy says inflation is crazy at the grocery store. Yeah, for sure. Okay, stupid. I'll go to my post office box. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. What about the transplant stories? Do you believe they're being canceled if you don't get injected?
I don't know what you're talking about. Transplant stories?
Yeah, apparently you can't get a transplant if you don't get injected.
Like a hair transplant? What kind of transplant?
No, organ transplants. Kidneys, liver.
I've never heard that. Which is good because you're literally killing people while they're alive for their organs, except with very small exceptions. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm. Stupid says Stu Peters did pop out of nowhere. Well, apparently he was a bail bondsman or something. And he came out of the scene in July 2020.
Yeah, he did pop out of nowhere, that's for sure. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredibly popular right now, and he's only been on the scene for less than a year.
Yeah, do you think they artificially inflate his numbers? They just promote the hell out of him?
100%. Not inflate his numbers, I think. He's brought to the top by the top.
Right. Is it Stu Webb or Stu Peters? Who's Stu
Webb? Stu Peters. Stu Webb is actually from Tom Hennigan days. That's when I first got into Truth. Boy, that's bringing back some memories. It was the Stu Webb and Tom Hennigan show. And boy, did they spin you off into La La Land with very believable stuff.
All right.
Very believable. Like, oh, you know, we're days away from the good guys taking over the United States from the bankers. And it just was that every single week it was that. And nothing would ever happen.
Okay, well, I guess that's about it. An hour and a half. It's a little late, past my bedtime, but you came on, so we went a little long. Always good to chat.
Same here, yeah.
You liked your intro?
It needs more. It needs more. I want more.
Well, I haven't listened to your past audios in a while because I've been a little busy listening to everybody else. But if you have any zingers that you recall...
Oh, I have tons.
Do you have some? Okay, well, no. If you've got some more funny drops, did you save them or do you have to go find them?
Well, they're in my archive. I'd have to go.
You'd have to go listen.
Listen to 2,000 hours, just surpass 2,000 hours. Should I do that? Should I drop everything and just go look for them?
Well, if you
can. No, I don't think so.
Well, if anyone, I think I got some of the funniest drops. if you recall, go get them. But yeah, okay. you might have a hard time finding them. Just
yeah, I don't have a search engine on my.
No, and you, the transcript might not work that well.
And quite frankly, like I'm pretty close to done doing these talked about.
You're not.
Well, I'm telling you, the time for talk is over, dude.
All right.
Because you know what the big problem is you're not going to be able to talk. No one's going to be able to hear you.
Yeah. You think we're going to be shadow banned or just shut down?
Please. Please. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
We're don't done. You?
I don't. Yeah, maybe. Maybe soon.
Yeah. I mean, if I were them, I would. What are you going to do about it? Like, if I shut your website down, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Your website went down for 6 hours. I don't think there was anything suspicious of that, by the way.
No, well, they said it was a config error. So
yeah, okay. That happens a lot. But they can just take down everyone's DNS. It would be game over. Your mm-hmm. website address, game over. No one's going to remember your IP address.
No, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. And if you do go by that, by the way, there is a truther guy out there, Jim Stone, who does that.
Right. Does what?
He does it. You can only get his, he doesn't have a domain name. He has only an IP address.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Yeah. So all his web hosting would have to do is just flip that out and then he's shut down.
Flip what out?
His IP address. They can change it.
Right. Yeah, I see. Yeah. So it's got drawbacks.
It's got major drawbacks. The way you got to get around it, and that's what I'm working on with Xclave, is you have to have internet, your own internet. And mm-hmm. you can do that with technology. I know you don't believe in free, I don't think you believe in free energy, but I saw this amazing, amazing video. Would you like me to drop a link for that and you can look at it at your own leisure?
Sure. What's it about?
Okay. It's about how you can power your house.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look it up here. You yeah. can power your house using LEDs and a half a sheet of paper that fit on a half sheet of paper. So okay. LEDs not only emit light, but they also take energy from the field and bring it onto a circuit. Okay. And this guy goes by different names. It's always this first name is Nigel. Mm-hmm. It's either Nigel Hands, Nigel Cooper, Nigel Cheese. He lives in Croatia on the island of Pog. And he, let's see if I can find it. And there are people on YouTube right now that are trying out his way to get this free energy. So anyway, I'll send the link to you. Here we go. Boom. And it's an hour and it's very complicated. Okay. It is not a fun watch. But I think you would be able to get your way through it.
Okay.
So anyway, if you have your own intranet, and I've talked to Joel Velasquez about this a mm-hmm. year and a half ago, that's the only way I can see us surviving this. I mean, and you can do it with things that cost a dollar or two. You can do a wide area mesh network where everyone links up and has this, you know, couple dollar router that links together, and you can do it. But it's going to take a heck of an effort, but who knows, when people's back is against the wall, maybe they'll do it. They're not going to do it now because they know they can just jump on their internet and go to Facebook.
Hmm.
But what's going to happen when that goes away?
I don't know.
Like, you talk about email a lot, which I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
It's highly censored, highly censored. I don't even bother with it. And I wrote a book about email marketing.
Right.
It's a shame. So,
like, well, who censors it? Censors in or censors out? Which way?
I'm sorry?
How is it censored?
Blacklist. Your IP's on a blacklist.
Okay.
You even admit that you send out emails and hardly anyone shows up from the emails. That's impossible.
Hmm.
Think about it.
I don't know who looks at my emails, actually.
But you have how many people on your list? Approximately hundreds, thousands?
500 active.
There is no way you're only getting 9 people here from sending out 500. That's you'd have to have the worst email ever sent out in the history of email.
Well, I think I have enough people that know me that would rather just grab the show later.
No. Okay. I'm telling you, when my IPs weren't censored, if I sent out 500. I would get half. I'd get 250 people showing up.
Hmm.
In the early days, I would get 80% response.
Okay, so the receivers are censoring. Okay.
No, the ISPs are censoring. Yeah. No doubt. Or as stupid says, you don't have any real followers.
Well, there you
might
go.
Have a bunch of bots.
Well, stupid's here. So what? Who else do I need? Guy named Stupid.
I think that's the best fucking name on here.
It is.
I can't believe I didn't think of it myself.
All right. Well, dummy's not taken.
Oh, I just saw a 4-minute compilation of Fred Sanford saying dummy.
Oh yeah.
I really believe that's an insider club thing. If you notice, everything's about dummies and mannequins, and Fred Sanford said it on the show, and so it's funny you say that. I really think that's code. Just like when talk show hosts say, "Oh man, time is flying."
Yeah.
I think that's code. I really do. Hmm. Yeah. So don't say that.
All right.
I'll accuse you of being in the club.
I ain't in the club, but I wanted this one. All right, we're gonna have to call it a night because it's late. So what?
Have a great night, dude. Yep. Good talking to you.
Good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick. All right. All right. Have a good night. Thanks for calling in. It was always a pleasure. And we'll work on your intro. But I thought that was a pretty good one.
It's a good start. I appreciate it.
It's a good start. All right. Velicet, you heard it from the man.
I thought Velicet had a longer one. He played it to me where I had a bunch of them. And then that's why I didn't understand. He had one for me when he did his show with me asked me what I thought about it. It was a much longer one, I thought.
Well, he had this one, but actually this was also what I sent to him. I'll play it for you.
Okay.
But it was missing an audio because I forgot to send him another audio. So this one, is this the one?
9/11 is a lie.
From Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I swear on my children's testicles.
It's Marcus Allen.
You're a better woman than me.
No. No.
All right. Can't get enough of those testicles, eh?
No, I'm telling you, I had a bunch of zingers, and maybe I'm dreaming. I thought he came up with something.
That's all I had. I don't have any other zingers, so if anyone has a zinger of Marcus.
Send them to Tim.
Yeah, do your own clipping. Yep. Do the clip. And
do you want to have a contest?
Of clips?
Like whoever comes up with the best.
Well, you'd have to open up your vault.
A prize. I'll send some Bitcoin. Actually, I'll send – Walker sent me some Monero.
Oh, nice.
So I'll send a portion of that Monero to someone who comes up with the best one.
Okay, but you've got to open up your vault so people can listen to your audios.
No, that's not true. You can go to escapethenewnormal.com/show.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of shows on there right now you can listen to.
Okay. But maybe – do you have any zingers on them or –
I always have zingers.
Okay.
I always say things that make people cringe.
Yeah, that's true.
I bring up black people, the whole thing. Gays, the whole thing.
All right.
See, I just gave two zingers right there. Boom.
That Britney show was a little cringy.
Well, oh, yeah. Which part?
All of it. It wasn't that great.
You didn't like it?
Nah. You know what? I'll give you one thing you're really guilty of.
Okay.
You go down too many tangents. You'll start an idea and then you say, yeah. Oh, but, and then you'll go five tangents deep and you won't even get back to the first four.
Yeah. And plus that was the second time we did that. The problem was that it was the second time we did that. We did a whole show and she forgot to press the record button.
Why didn't you record it?
Normally I do.
Oh, you screwed up.
So on the audio, which you gave me crap about because it was too low, mm-hmm. was my backup copy, which I didn't connect the right software cables to.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So
you agree you go down too many tangents. You split yourself off. You'll say something, say, oh, and that reminds me. And that'll remind you something else. And it'll be miles away from the original comment. So you forgot.
Yeah. Quite frankly, I don't even know how big her audience is.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that big. I just like her.
All right. I never heard of her.
Yeah, her dad invented modern liberalism.
Right. Is that a good thing?
Well, I think it's the good freedom liberalism, not the lefty liberalism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently, she's a very important person because all of her guests who come on, they massively, I don't want to say kiss her ass, but respect her.
Yeah.
And it's like a real respect. Like her father was a really big deal to them.
Well, whatever she was selling, the Frogan thingy, I didn't even know how to spell it. I thought it was a yogurt or something.
Yeah, probably not the best marketing move. No.
Yeah.
She admits she's not a market person at all, but she's very interested in the money system that I'm working on, and because she knows what's coming. Yeah. She knows that the dollar is done. So, I mean, we've been back and forth on that. She's very, very interested in that. But you're right. It was probably not my finest hour, no doubt about it.
Well, it takes two to tangle. It's just the back and forth wasn't that interesting. That's all.
I could get on you about your John LeBon interview if you'd like.
Oh, it was boring. I know it was boring. Anyway, it was boring. I don't like talking about myself, actually. It's a boring topic.
I think the what's that called? Not the narrative, the backstory, there's a word for that.
Yeah, the backstory. It's good.
No, it's not backstory. It's
mm-hmm.
your narrative story? Or something like that.
The origin story?
The origin story, thank you.
Yeah, OG.
I think you and I need to nail the origin story down to like 60 seconds.
Yeah, sure.
Because most people don't really care.
No, I don't care. I don't even care. But mm-hmm. I just get gassing on.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Yeah, but John LeBon, I know what he's doing. He's trying to get people to come to the second hour. And if you want to do that, you need to, you know,
pony
get
up.
The goods going in the first hour.
That's true.
And I told you, I hung up like minutes into it.
Well,
it's like, I want to hear your thoughts about what's going on in life right now. I don't want to hear.
No, I know. And that's why the No Agenda show works, because they have fresh mm-hmm. material all the time. And it's new material. I just want to know, and I listened to Howard Stern back in the day, when something happened in the news, I just want to hear what he had to say about it, even if it was
right.
Totally
and I want to hear, I want to give you a compliment, I want to hear what you have to say about things. I don't want to hear John LeBon ask you about your origin story.
Yeah.
I already know your origin story.
Yeah, well, yeah, anyone that's listened to me knows my origin story.
And well, that's who most of the people who are listening to
I know,
are.
And I've been on a show before, I'm pretty sure I said it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to interview him because I've mm-hmm. never interviewed him for my show.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be interesting because everyone knows him, but he always comes and goes on the audio chat. So maybe I'll just do an origin story on him. See if people are interested. Maybe all, let's see if I can do a better job interviewing him.
Well then, okay. Mm-hmm. So then you need, instead of an origin story, you need the social proof, the appeal to authority.
Mm-hmm.
So you need, or someone needs to come up with a 60-second why we should listen to him. Why is he the authority on the subject?
Yeah.
Then after the 60 seconds, you're like, since you're the authority on blah, 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 what do you think about this story that's in the news right now? And boy, who would ever hang up on that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
don't you think?
Yeah, the No Agenda show, I keep telling you, they make good money. They play a ton of clips, sometimes way too long, and they're making money.
Oh, they're making bank.
They're making big money because of COVID, because people want to know, and they're not even telling the truth about COVID. They've right. never
so many things
that they're missing. It's just ridiculous.
Do you think it's on purpose?
Well, it must be. Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. How can you just like we said, you can't research this stuff all the time and miss stuff.
It's but they right must be getting face. Tons of submissions of what's going on. Tons.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wouldn't be any work. It'd just be curating and collating.
It's not even that complicated what's happening. It's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. And we've been calling it since the beginning. So there's really no getting around it. So, yeah, why are they obfuscating? Why are they, yeah.
So everyone who's watching this to the end, because someone just says this was supposed to end a half hour ago, go to fakeologist.com/donate and make a donation.
Right. Well, that's on the screen now.
I just read that from the screen.
Yeah. Or share the audio if you can't make a donation.
Absolutely. Put it on Twitter.
That's right. And you can go to Marcus's site. What's the website? And then we'll end it.
Thank you for that. EscapeTheNewNormal.com. EscapeTheNewNormal.com.
All right.
Hey, Dick.
Here we go.
Say goodnight, Dick. Good night, Dick.
All right. There you go. Have a good night. Take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.